This free Korean lesson is brought to you by TalkToMeInKorean.com and HowToKorean.com. Practice making your own Korean sentences at HowToKorean and get corrections from native speakers.
Hello, everyone. Son Yeonhoo입니다.
Hello, 최경은입니다.
Hello everyone, Hyunwoo-san here.
Hello everyone, this is 경은 최.
And you're listening to Talk to Me in Korean. 경은,
네.
What a pleasure to be with you again. And
네.
Since I made up my mind to be nicer to you, let me introduce myself to you one more time, very formally.
Again?
Yeah.
I don't want to know about you anymore, so...
Come on, let's just pretend that we met each other for the first time.
Okay.
What would be the first thing that you would do when you meet me for the first time, except for running away?
I try not to run away from you.
Okay.
So maybe I'm going to ask you your name.
Ah, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes.
So when you meet people for the first time, you want to introduce yourself.
네.
Unless you want that other person to go not knowing you, you might want to say your name.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to tell them about some other information about yourself.
네.
Like age.
Because age is really important.
Yeah, important in Korea, in the 네. Korean culture. And where you work, where you live, or what kind of work you do, or if you are a student or not.
Mm-hmm.
So if we generalize everything, all the things that we just talked about, we can call this activity, this thing, a self-introduction.
자기소개.
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 Yeah, so today we're going to talk about 자기소개.
네.
So what is 자기?
자기 yeah. means me, myself.
Yourself or oneself.
Oneself,
yeah.
Yes.
자기 is oneself, me or, you know, yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And 소개 is?
Introduction.
Yeah, introduction. So 자기소개.
자기소개.
Self-introduction.
네, 이 레슨을 듣고 나서 여러분 드디어 한국어로 자기소개를 할 수 있을 거예요.
Wow, that was a long sentence in Korean. So after listening to this lesson,
네.
you will finally be able to introduce yourself in Korean.
Yay!
Can you say that Korean sentence again? Do you even remember?
할 수 있어요.
Okay, you can do it.
Okay. 이 레슨을 다 듣고 나서 여러분들은 한국어로 자기소개를 할 수 있을 거예요.
You forgot the word, 드디어. Finally.
Did I say?
Yeah. And for everybody, if you're wondering whether we have a script in our hands or not, we don't. Everything is live. So yeah, it is natural that she doesn't remember what she said. So we are going to talk about how to introduce yourself in Korean. But 경은,
네.
you know, there can be thousands of different ways
네, 맞아요.
To introduce yourself.
네.
Do you know the phrase in Korean, 얼굴이 명합니다?
네, 알죠.
And what does it mean?
it means...
Can you translate it literally? 얼굴이 명합니다.
Okay, your face is your business card.
Yeah, your face is your business card. So it only applies to people who are famous or popular.
Mm-hmm.
So normal people like us, if they show up in front of you and say, look at my face, you can't get any information
네.
off of that face. But in Korean, if you're very famous, people say, 얼굴이 명함이잖아, right?
맞아요.
So since we are not that famous,
네.
we need to go to the trouble of introducing ourselves.
네, so we have to introduce ourselves very hard.
Yeah, very hard. So let us generalize the process.
네.
Since we are not so famous,
네.
and you don't really want to talk about every single detail about your life, right?
네, 맞아요.
So you might want to say things like your name, your age.
Place of living.
Place of work or the kind of work you do or your school.
Yeah.
Your family members.
Mm-hmm.
Hobby.
Hobby?
Yeah, maybe.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like a blind date. So.
Oh, yeah. On a blind date, you might want to actually talk about your hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to talk about all these things, there are many different types of sentence patterns, sentence structures, But we think there can be three main sentence patterns that can be useful
네.
if you know about them and if you know how to use them in introducing yourself.
네, 좋아요.
So let us talk about these sentence structures and also along the way introduce some vocabulary words.
네.
Okay, sentence pattern number one.
Number one.
For introducing yourself in Korean
네.
is
ABC는
XYZ이에요.
One more time. ABC는 XYZ이에요.
Yeah, it means ABC is XYZ.
네.
Very simple. A is B.
네, 맞아요.
A는 B예요.
A는 B예요.
Yeah, you already know about how to distinguish between 은 and 는 and 이에요 and 예요.
네.
So we're not going to go into that here. So with this sentence pattern, you can say things like I'm a student.
저는 학생이에요.
I'm a teacher.
저는 선생님이에요.
Yeah, 저는 선생님이에요. ABC는 XYZ이에요.
네, 맞아요.
Yeah, what is ABC here?
저.
And XYZ?
선생님.
Yeah, so ABC는?
저는?
XYZ이에요.
선생님이에요.
I'm a teacher.
저는 선생님이에요.
Or I am James.
저는 제임스예요.
Yeah, please look out for that 은는 and 이에요 parts. And how about my name is Steven?
제 이름은 스티븐이에요.
My name?
제 이름은?
Is Steven.
스티븐이에요.
Yeah, so ABC는 XYZ이에요.
네.
Let's look at two more examples. So my sister's name is Taliana.
제 여동생 이름은 탈리아나예요.
So how do you say my sister?
제 여동생.
Yeah, to be precise, it would be a younger sister.
네.
So my younger sister is?
제 여동생.
Name is?
이름?
Is Taliana.
탈리아나예요.
My younger sister's name is Taliana.
제 여동생 이름은 탈리아나예요.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about how to say my or name here. We will get into that in our future lessons. And if you want to remember how to say my, it is 제.
제.
And my name is?
제 이름.
Yeah. So it is more important to look at the sentence structure here.
네.
So that you can figure out how to say the things that you want to say about yourself.
네.
So if you don't have a younger sister, you might not have to say the word 여동생
네.
when you introduce yourself.
네, 맞아요.
Yeah. So how about I am 30 years old.
저는 서른 살이에요.
Yeah. Whether it is a sentence that goes like I am a student or my name is Steven or I am 30 years old, as long as you're using the sentence structure ABC plus the verb to be plus something else, you can use this structure. ABC는
XYZ예요.
Exactly. Okay, so that was sentence pattern number one.
네.
Okay, so 경은.
네.
On a side note, what kind of sentences would you say using this sentence pattern about yourself?
제 이름은 최경은이에요.
Uh-huh. And?
저는
네.
나이는 비밀인데.
You can say 제 나이는 비밀이에요.
Yeah,
it is
yeah, right,
still
yeah.
using the same sentence structure.
제,
My 네. age is a secret.
제 나이는 비밀이에요.
Your age is a secret.
네. 그리고
But we all already know.
아.
And 그리고 what?
그리고 저는 한국어 선생님이에요.
Yeah, you are a Korean teacher.
네.
Excellent.
You are?
Yeah.
I said I am.
Oh yeah, but I'm talking about you.
Okay. Okay, number two.
Number two. The second sentence structure that we want to introduce is ABC는 XYZ가 plus verb. Wow, this sounds complicated.
네, 어려울 것 같아요.
No, it isn't. It is not difficult. So let us break it down. ABC는 means as for ABC, or if you're talking about ABC, or if we are going to talk about ABC, and XYZ가, it means XYZ is the subject of the sentence after ABC는, and the verb.
네.
Yeah, let us get right into an example sentence.
네, 좋아요.
To
예문을.
Make it yeah, easier to understand. For example, if I want to say, I have a younger sister. In Korean, the verb to have is
있다.
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 Yeah, but this is one of the differences between the English language and the Korean language.
네.
So in Korean, when you want to say, I have, you actually say, to me it exists.
네, 맞아요.
Or in my possession it exists, right? So you're literally saying, to me or as for me, A younger sister exists. A younger sister there is. So you're saying
저는 여동생이 있어요.
저는 여동생이 있어요.
저는 여동생이 있어요.
We talked about the differences between 은는 and 이가 in one of our previous lessons.
네.
And some of our listeners asked us questions like, are the words 은에는 and 이에가 ever used in one sentence? And the answer is yes, they are sometimes.
네.
And this is an example. So for example, 저는 여동생이 있어요 has 저는 여동생이 있어요.
네, 저는 여동생이 있어요.
Yeah, let's break it down.
저는
as for me,
여동생이
a younger sister
있어요.
Exists.
네, 저는 남동생이 있어요.
Ah, you really do have a younger brother?
네, 맞아요.
And what about an older sister?
언니. 언니. 저는 언니가 있어요.
Yeah, 언니가 있어요?
네, 언니가 있어요.
Say that again.
저는 언니가 있어요.
Okay, awesome. So, what if you want to say something about your hobby?
취미요?
Yeah, a hobby. 취미.
취미.
Yeah, 취미. What is your 취미, 경은?
저는 취미가
yeah.
뭐죠?
Don't ask me. All right, forget it. If you can't think of something right away, it's not a hobby.
Yeah, I think so. 저는 취미가 없어요.
Oh, you don't have a hobby.
네.
Well, although that piece of information is not very interesting, I think this sentence structure is interesting. So what did you say?
저는 취미가 없어요.
Yeah, so you said 저는, which means as for me, or if you are talking about me,
취미가
the hobby
없어요.
Doesn't exist. It's not there.
네.
None.
없어요.
Right? So this is the second sentence pattern we want to introduce. So it was ABC는 XYZ 가 plus verb.
네.
저는 여동생이 있어요. 저는 취미가 없어요.
네, 맞아요.
All right. And what is the last sentence pattern we want to introduce?
ABC는 XYZ에서 plus verb.
All right. ABC는 XYZ plus verb. So this is quite simple if you look at the sample sentences as well. So, 형은, give me a sample sentence.
네, 좋아요.
All right.
저는 서울에 살아요.
아, 저는 서울에 살아요.
저는 서울에 살아요.
Yeah, it's the same as 저는 서울에서 살아요.
네, 맞아요.
Yeah, so you can choose between 에 and 에서.
네.
We also had a lesson on this, so if you want to go back and review that lesson. So 저는 서울에 살아요 means I live in Seoul.
네, 저는 서울에 살아요.
Let's break it down.
저는
as for me or I
서울에
in Seoul
서울에서
in Seoul
살아요.
살아요. I live.
살아요.
Yeah. So I live in Seoul.
네. 저는 서울에서 살아요.
저는 서울에 살아요.
네.
Okay. How about another sentence?
저는 은행에서 일해요.
Yeah. You don't work in a bank, so this is an example, right?
Yeah.
So, 은행. What is 은행?
은행 is a bank.
A bank.
네.
A bank.
A bank.
My favorite place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When it's summertime and when it's hot. I go into a bank and sit there.
Yeah.
Drink water.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
To, you know,
read
relax
a book. Yeah, read a book. I actually never do that. So, 저는 은행에서 일해요.
저는 은행에서 일해요.
So, it is still using the sentence structure that we just introduced.
네.
저 is that ABC. So, 저는 은행에서 verb 일해요.
저는 은행에서 일해요.
Yeah, let's break it down.
저는
as for me or I
은행에서
in a bank
일해요.
Work. So I work in a bank.
네.
저는 은행에서 일해요.
네.
All right. How about another one?
It's a little bit complicated.
Yeah, this one.
네. 저는 대학교에서 중국어를 가르쳐요.
Oh, it is using another element of 네. a sentence and using another particle, which is an object particle after 중국어.
중국어를
yeah. Yeah, 중국어를. So you're saying, 저는, as for me,
대학교에서,
in a college or in a university or in college,
중국어를,
Chinese plus object marker. So you know that Chinese here is an object of a verb.
네, 가르쳐요.
Teach. So I, in college or in university, Chinese teach. So I teach Chinese in college.
저는 대학교에서 중국어를 가르쳐요.
All right, that's it. We've covered the most commonly used sentence patterns when introducing oneself in a very common situation.
네.
So apart from this, there are many, many vocabulary words that you need to know, actually.
Like age, hobby, and workplace,
yeah.
Or, you know, family.
Why don't we quickly go over this?
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
So how do you say age?
나이.
나이. Hobby is?
취미.
취미. Workplace is?
직장.
직장. How about a job?
직업.
직업.
Or 하는,
하는 일.
일.
네. 하는 일. The work you do is 하는 일. And it means a job. And place of living.
사는 곳.
Family.
가족.
So all these words cannot be covered in a single lesson.
네,
so
맞아요.
We introduced a few in the PDF, but 연습이 중요한 것 같아요.
네, 연습
I think, yeah,
중요해요.
Practice is really going to be important here,
네.
especially for introducing yourself.
네.
If you say something wrong when you're telling the time, when you're telling the date,
네.
it's not a problem.
네, 맞아요.
But if you say something wrong about yourself, you might get in trouble.
네.
So please practice with us.
네. Come to
talktomeinkorean.com and leave us comments.
네.
And let us work with you and make your sentences perfect.
네.
If you have some words that you want to know and you looked up a Korean dictionary online and you couldn't find the right word or you're not sure which word to use
mm-hmm.
among the words that came up in the search result.
네.
So you can ask us.
And we always welcome video responses.
Exactly. We got some video responses in our previous lessons.
네.
And we would love to have some more. So if you want to introduce yourself in video
네.
and share it with us and other listeners, you're more than welcome to do so. So come to talktomeinkorean.com and use the dictionary that you're using online and start making sentences.
네.
And we will be there to make sure that your 자기소개 is correct. Yeah, it can be as short as one sentence. It can be as long as one podcast or a 10-minute video.
네.
Yeah.
좋아요.
같이 연습해요.
네, 연습해요.
So, we'll see you there.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.